Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son.
Talk about the state of Jefferson.
Talk about the state of Jefferson.
Hey, we're here. We're live and wired.
Who's that person over there? Who's that person over there? What was your name again?
I crawled out of the hole I was in.
Oh, buddy, so glad. Everybody's glad to have you back. I'm glad you're feeling better. I'm talking about my partner, Wynn Carpenter, who's been under the weather but is now back bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, but refuses to be on camera once we go live on Facebook.
This total package is for radio, and it's iffy at that. It's not for TV or any of that other stuff. I don't do that. No, no.
Oh, my gosh.
No, no, no. Good morning, Terry. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. Good to have you back. Really good to have you
back. Good to be back. Good morning, Jeffersonians. Hope you're out there, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and you moved your clocks forward. You sprung forward this morning.
And yes.
We're making it happen, huh?
And we have Ashley here, and Ashley, our producer, who is amazing.
Awesome. We're
very thankful to have her, in fact.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ashley.
Hey,
Ashley. She's a good whip cracker.
She is. Anyway, a couple of quick announcements. One is tomorrow night at 2570 South Bonneview Road at the church that will remain nameless, we will be having our Jefferson meeting at 5:30, and we will be having the meeting at 6 o'clock, which will be all things about Jefferson. So if you have questions about Jefferson, there's some news we have, some big news. There's a lot of things going on with Jefferson, and we feel it's very, very important to dedicate the whole night, tomorrow night, to Jefferson. That will be at 2570 South Bonneview Road, Redding, California, at a church that will remain nameless.
Okay, cool. Then don't forget tonight, which is today is the second Sunday of the month, correct? Yep. We're good on that. So since it's the second Sunday of the month, we are having our Jefferson conference call, and you can call in at 408-638-0986. Again, 408-638-0986. And when prompted, you put in the access code, which is 989-704-2586 pound or hashtag. Again, 989-704-2586 pound or hashtag. You can also join the chat room. You can go to the website, soj51.org, and go to the events and calendar. Get on today's date in the calendar and tonight's time, and it'll show the conference call. You click on that, and it'll open up a little bit of a window, and then just click into that, get into the chat room. And you can see what people are asking. You can correspond in that chat room literally and live and be part of the conversation that way. So it's always a good thing to do. And so I just want to invite everybody to participate in that. Also, I'd like to thank some of our sign sponsors. We have numerous now, and I just want to do the first plug on a couple of them. Dearman Pumps out on Highway 273 here in Redding. Vic Hannon on Highway 273. Valley Septic on East Side Road, Bob Hutchins on River Road, Stroop's Equipment on Churn Creek Road. And I'll get to more of them later. Thank you.
Good job, Wynn. Isn't it great to have Wynn back? What do you think, Ashley?
I completely agree. We just had a comment in the chat room saying, yay, Wynn's back.
Kind of helped dilute Terry a little bit.
That's great. We're kind of like the Beatles minus two.
Really?
Actually, just minus one. Yeah.
Beatles, really?
So actually, we need a drummer.
Well.
Jimmy. Jimmy is a drummer.
Okay. Jimmy, we can get him in.
We got it.
Jimmy's a drummer.
We got it. So anyway, last week we did have a debate at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
No, we didn't. Oh, God. Oh, you're not. Okay, yes, we did. I was trying to prompt you into one, but you didn't fall for it.
Okay, well,
okay.
I'm not on the same medication you're on. Maybe you can enlighten all of us on that, because all of us lost it on that one.
Okay.
Okay.
I bet it wasn't lost on some of them that are out there. There's some pretty bright people out there. I'm not saying anything else. Never mind.
Well, welcome, everybody, to Jefferson State of Mind. Yes, anyway, so we had a debate last week, and it was probably a good thing we had Brian Daly on one end and Kevin Kiley on the other, with the other two candidates, Rex Heim and Theodore DeZuba, in the middle. But anyway, you probably all have been getting flyers, or many of you have been getting flyers, and it's kind of interesting because one from Brian Daly says that Kevin Kiley opposes amnesty, and he worked for Kamala Harris. And the other one says that Brian Daly supports amnesty, and it says that basically, so Kiley on one flyer is saying that Daly endorses amnesty, and Daly on his flyer saying Kevin Kiley endorses amnesty. But they base the Kevin Kiley position on amnesty is that he worked for Kamala Harris. Well, he was a prosecutor, and she was the leading prosecutor. So, of course, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, we have a wonderful conservative DA here in Redding, Shasta County, Stephanie Bridget, who is a conservative, and she worked for Carlson, who is a liberal Democrat. So, I mean, does that make her a liberal Democrat in, by association when she's working in an office that has no party affiliation? It's not about that. I mean, you kind of wonder what these guys are doing going after each other. And I know that, you know, with Daly, when he said, well, you know, I'm for concealed carry and all that good stuff, and, you know, but wouldn't be for open carry because his sheriffs don't want it. Well, you know, if your sheriffs don't want something and the only opportunity you have to protect yourself is going to be open carry as per the Supreme Court of the United States and the Ninth Circuit, then, okay, if the sheriff doesn't want to give you a concealed carry, now you don't have the right to protect yourself. How does that work?
It doesn't.
You know, I just, you know, to me, this whole deal, like a lot of people say, well, you know, it really doesn't matter anyway. Well, it's going to matter for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
As long as we're here.
Keeping in mind the term that they're going to be filling is a 2-year term. So we have to keep that in mind, too. So of the four candidates running, who's best suited to fill the 2-year term? And if we don't like them, then we vote them out next time. I mean, you just never know. So, you know, something to consider, something serious to consider.
Well, something else, too. You know, you're down to 19 on the Republican side, 19 assemblymen on the Republican side.
Out of 80.
Out of 80. And one defect. And, of course, Chad Mays is going to, he's on the verge. He's gone.
And then how many of those 19 are rhinos?
Well, that's a good point. You know, so you've got probably 18 coming here when with Chad Mays when he defects. So there's a couple of things that you're looking at. If Kiley wins, there will have to be a special election in his area. That's going to be about 5 million.
Yeah, District 6, mm-hmm. Assembly District 6.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if the Republicans lose that seat, they'd be down to 17, although they would keep the Senate. If Brian Daly wins, you know, then there's a possibility he could lose the area up here. Maybe, maybe not. But there's still another 5 million. But if Rex Heim wins, frankly, you get to keep them all. It's kind of like, I know that someone in Siskiyou County made a good comment, and she said, well, if you like Brian Daly, keep him in the assembly. You know, I guess the same thing could be said for Kevin Kiley. I mean, you know, the smart play on the Republican side would be to have Rex Heim as your candidate for senator, 2-year term, and avoid spending, you know, $5 million in taxpayer money, and also avoid the chance of losing a couple of seats.
Why don't the voters be strategic on how they vote? Why don't we be the ones in control, i.e., like we're supposed to be in control of who gets into that position? That way, at least strategy plays into it so that we can maintain or retain at least some semblance of a Republican representation within the Assembly and or the Senate. You know, let's be smart about this. So do your homework, read up on things, see what they've done, and watch the videos, see what happens, see how they respond and answer to things, and make your own decision. But let's be smart about it.
Yeah, and apathy, I think, is the main thing, too.
That's huge.
You know, that's the main thing. And we'll be talking about that. We're going to go to the break. We've gotten the high sign from Ashley. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about pastors and politics. Hmm. And I think this should maybe interest a lot of people. Since
we might get a little feathers ruffled.
Well, maybe. But yeah. The thing is that, you know,
Who cares?
You know, really and truly, I mean, gosh, if you don't want to be political, that's understandable.
Then step aside and keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. You know, but if, you know, it's sort of like if somebody drives by and sees that there's a sign on the building that you're doing a business in. Mm-hmm. Or excuse me, doing a meeting in, and they see the sign on the building, and it references a name, and they mention the name because maybe they're from out of town. Is that a crisis?
No. No, not at all.
Is it a crisis, Ashley?
Nope.
She's on the phone. Okie doke. Well, I think, let me see if she is able to. Are we going off for a break, my dear?
Yep.
We are. She's nodding yes.
Yep.
So time has come, my friend.
For 51.
Oh, well, I may be simple and it's not for everyone. It's just a state of mind, it's a state of change, it's a state of Jefferson. Sing it with me one time now. State of Jefferson. State number 51. We believe in freedom.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
State of change, state of Jefferson. Sing it with me one time now. State of Jefferson. State number 51.
Hey, Ashley, now that we're back, do you mind reading that off that you were sent when we were just speaking about the election?
Yes. Yeah, so Rally Sally commented in the chat room saying, Assemblymen serve four-year terms, but primaries have been moved up to March 2020. So technically, Brian and Kevin have already served half of their terms. If Rex is elected, we'll only serve the remainder of Gaines' term, which is done in 2022. Then there will be another election.
Okay.
Thought we said that. Maybe we didn't. Maybe I thought it. Thank you, honey, for letting us know.
Lots of different spins on what's going on. Anyway, just, you know, do your homework. Be smart about who you're going to elect. Okay, I'm going to do another section here on thanking the sign sponsors. Skunkworks Motorcycle out on North I-5 here in Reading. Design Time and Tile out on Highway 273. Muse Trucking on Clear Creek Road. Donna Jamie and Construction on Twin View Boulevard. And Leo Jones Propane on Highway 299 in Bella Vista and Burney. All right, and we're back at it, Terry.
We are, and we've got Nick on the line.
We
Nick,
do. Good morning,
you,
Nick. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I mean damn good, with a capital D. I still got it going on.
All right.
Hey, I've got an announcement. I mean a big, big announcement.
Okay.
March 24th, I am going to be hosting this show right here, State of Jefferson. I've got, as co-hosts, I've got Jimmy Goring coming on with me, and I've got Dale Ball lined up.
Nice.
And we are going to pick on the city of Reading and their 1 cent sales tax and how they've wasted our money over the years. And I'm encouraging people from different areas to listen to this and pipe their curiosity as to what's going on in their municipality, how their city's handled their money, how their county has. And this, you know, feathers on up to the state. And if we're ever going to get this straightened out, we need to start local.
Amen, brother.
You're right. And but do you want to explain to the folks that it's not just a 1 cent sales tax? It's a 13% increase.
No, you explain it to them. But I'll tell you what. You know, this is actually a pretty good move for them to jump over everything and come up with this. Just think of what we can do with all this money. They're claiming it's going to be put $24 million a year into the coffers of the city of Reading. But if you go to the California Actuary Reports and look up your PERS unfunded liabilities and then look ahead to what the stock market's going to do and how that has the potential to go up and it's going to go into the general fund, it can eat that up in no time. And then if you look at the failed projects they've had, think Big League Dreams, think Stillwater Business Park, think Turtle Bay. You know what? Every one of those were just going to bail Reading out. We were just going to be rolling and doing. Every one of them has been a failure.
Well, what about the soccer fields?
You know, I like the soccer fields. I went out there and I saw how much they were used by the kids, and we need something to start with the kids. My little granddaughter was 5 out there, and every one of those fields, it wasn't just one field. The fields were split up into, I don't know, 5 or 6 different fields. They were playing sideways with the little kids. And, you know, I don't like the way that they financed the artificial turf.
Right.
But I do like the idea that they're keeping it open. And
well, yeah, I mean, you know,
if they would have floated a sales tax simply for the artificial turf at Big League Dreams for 1 year, say, put on a 1 cent sales tax, I'd vote for it. It would need a 2/3. If they float, you know, that's another thing. Well, I'm going to talk about this on the 24th.
Right, right.
But we need to get away from these taxes that are going to go into the general fund, because when it comes, the bottom line is we cannot trust our city councilors, our supervisors. Very seldom do you run into one you can trust. Reading's being governed by the mega church up on the hill now, in my opinion.
Well, you know, you make a really good point, several good points. But the thing is to take that $5 million, throw that into artificial turf. And by the way, some of the biggest tournaments for soccer in the United States are in Las Vegas. And with their weather and their heat, they still use a grass field. So, you know, I mean, everybody agrees that it's great to see the kids play soccer, but by the same token, you're crying about not having enough money for police and fire. Oh, I know. Let's go ahead and put the money into soccer fields. I mean, you know,
reality. Excuse me for interrupting, Terry. If the supervisors would have done their jobs and expanded jail space 20 years ago and kept expanding it, we wouldn't need more money for fire and police. That's how our local government has broken down.
Yep.
And when it gets to the soccer fields, Terry, in reality, the artificial turf isn't worth a damn. It's hard on the kids.
Yep.
I've talked to people that won't take their kids out there because they fear injuries. And if it's the only option you have, that's the only option you have. I would much rather see natural turf.
You're right. And the other thing is, too, maybe it's possible if you get with Mark Kent, because it sounds like that's going to be a great program on the 24th. Maybe it's possible that you guys can kind of merge a bit with Sovereign Minds and go a little longer if you need to, because the last time that you three were on, and folks, when they talked about the city, it was great stuff. I mean, Nick really does his homework for us. He really is the watcher of the community. He's been great going to the city council meetings and board of supervisors, and he and Dale really have a pulse on this. So, hey, Nick, thanks for all you do, man, because it really is a help to all of us. I mean, everybody can't be everything, but you've certainly done a great job for us, and we thank you for it, buddy.
You know, it's so easy to open your eyes and pay attention to what's going on in your community. And then again, you know, it's hard out there with your rear end up in the air and your front end down trying to make a living and pay all your taxes.
Yeah, well, they're stealing our money. Yep.
Yeah, we need to wake up and pay attention.
Amen.
Hey, have
to that.
A great day.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick.
Bye.
Yeah, talking about waking up, you know, we've talked last week a little bit about, you know, the pastors and pastors getting engaged in some sort of politics. And, of course, you know, we know that some pastors in some churches don't want to be involved in politics, and that's certainly understandable.
Haven't they ever heard of the Black Robe Brigade?
I guess they never did, or they've never heard of a pastor named Joe Wright, who is with the Central Christian Church in Wichita, Kansas. And he was a guest chaplain for the state senate there on January 23rd, 1996.
In Kansas, he was a guest chaplain?
Yes, he was.
Okay,
he did for the Senate. When the Senate had, he opened as far as the prayer, opening prayer for the Senate.
Okay, gotcha.
And this prayer has now gone worldwide. And I'd like to read it. It's very short, but I'd like to read it. Basically, he started out his prayer and stood up on the podium, started his prayer in front of the Kansas Senate, State Senate. And he said, "Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask your forgiveness and seek your direction and guidance. We know your word says, woe to those who call evil good. But that is exactly what we've done. We've lost our spiritual equilibrium and reversed our values. We've exploited the poor and call it the lottery. We've rewarded laziness and we call it welfare. We've killed our unborn and call it choice. We've shot abortionists and called it justifiable. We have neglected to discipline our children and call it building self-esteem. We have abused power and we call it politics. We have coveted our neighbor's possessions and we call it ambition. We have polluted the air with profanity and pornography and call it freedom of expression. We have ridiculed the time-honored values of our forefathers and called it enlightenment. Search us, O God, and know our hearts. Today, cleanse us from every sin and set us free. Amen." Well, the response there was immediate. A lot of the legislators walked out. You know, and frankly, I mean, you know, when I hear a pastor doing something like this and remarkably standing up, and then I hear of other pastors saying, well, you know, I don't want to be involved in politics, or, I mean, almost to a point of, you know, no accountability. Just those pastors have no accountability. That's all there is to it. Anyway, this Reverend Wright did receive 5,000 phone calls. Only 47 of them at that time were negative. And he also had an international request for copies of prayer. He had it from India, from Africa, Korea. And this prayer has been sweeping the nation. You know, when you stop and think about it, this guy, well, he actually said this prayer in 1996, and it's resurfacing. I think people are hungry for their pastors and for the leaders of the church to stand for what's right, rather than worrying about when the next potluck's going to be.
Well, and that goes back to the elders of the church as well. If they don't have the backbone to support their pastor, then the pastor's not going to put himself out on the limb.
Or maybe the pastor runs it like a dictator.
Could be. Yeah, so, you know, shout out to your pastors. Talk to them directly, face-to-face. You know, don't be texting them, don't be emailing them. Go and talk to them. Shake their hand and say good morning, and then ask them the questions. And hold them accountable.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best way to handle that.
And if they ever pipe up and say, well, we could lose our 501c3,
that's not true.
Then you say you will be the first one in the nation's history for that to happen, and you will have so many people supporting you, you will make a huge name for yourself and your church. So, which is it going to be?
Well, I think a lot of it just has to do with the fact that, you know, one thing, pastors are just men like everybody else, and I think maybe sometimes they just get stuck on something, and they're so busy being stuck there that they don't see the forest for the trees. But anyway, with that, I'm getting a little high sign here from Ashley, so that means we are running off to our next break. If you have any questions or comments, area code 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. Time has come, my friend.
4:51.
All the clans together, brothers come a running. Calling south and north together. Calling west and east together. Calling all the clans together, brother come running. Can't afford to be a bit of sleeping. Can't you see the reaper reaping? Brothers come a running. Never mind the children.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Running for all you worth. Come running to the gates of hell itself and let the devil take the hindmost.
We're going to be
calling all the clan together. Calling all the clan together.
Calling all the clans together.
Brothers come running.
Calling the clan together.
Calling them.
Call the clan.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we want to thank some more of the sign sponsors here locally in Reading area. Solid Rock Construction on Airport Road, Donald Rolgren Firewood up in Burnie, Mort's Custom Sheet Metal out on Clear Creek Road, Rich Morgan Holiday Ranch, Gas Point Road, and Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue. Also want to mention again the call that's going to be tonight, the second and fourth Sunday of the month, and the number is 408-638-0986. Again, 408-638-0986. And when prompted on the menu, it'll ask for an access code, and that number is 989-704-2586, pound or hashtag. Again, 989-704-2586, pound or hashtag. And you can also join the chat room online. Go to soj51.org. Go to the events and hit the calendar and hit today's date and then click on chat and then it'll take you into that. You just have to register into that. It doesn't cost you anything. We don't track you or anything like that. So you just put yourself in there and you can ask questions on the chat room and you can see the dialogue that goes on there as well. So I just want to make sure everybody's invited to participate in that. That's the State of Jefferson Conference call that happens on the second and fourth Sundays of the month.
And again, I want to mention tomorrow at 2570 South Bonneview Road at the church that shall
remain nameless.
Yes. As Carl Bott says, whenever we announce what's going on there, it looks like a church. Anyway, we will have all things Jefferson. That'll start at 6 p.m., and we're excited about that. Another thing, too, that I'll bet you we all know somebody who forgot to spring their clocks ahead.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know that if it wasn't for Wynn, I wouldn't be here this morning.
How so?
Well, because you reminded us to spring forward, because I was ready to spring in for another hour's sleep. But thank you, my brother.
Oh, anytime.
That was great. You really got on there. I don't know what we do without Wynn sometimes. Anyway, we do have a special announcement, and I want everybody to mark their calendars. And this is not an April Fool's joke. On April the 1st. At 6 o'clock at the church that shall remain nameless at 2570 South Bonneview Road, we will be having Chris Ann Hall. If you don't know who Chris Ann Hall is,
Google her.
She is the foremost authority, in many people's opinion, on the Constitution of the United States of America. She's an amazing speaker. At one time, I had the honor to MC her and Mark Baird together. Mm-hmm. Then they went back and did a radio program together, which I think was around 2 hours, something like that. I mean, you're talking someone who has millions and millions of followers, meaning Chris Ann, and someone who articulates the Constitution like no one else. Her husband's a pastor, a wonderful man. Her husband and her son travel to South America. They do a lot of missionary work. I mean, just wonderful patriotic people, and we're excited to have her. So mark your calendars for April the 1st.
And she'll be here to learn us all about the Constitution.
She's going to learn us.
She's going to learn us.
She's going to learn us.
Another thing, too, is that, and that's great to have her. She's a dynamite lady. Also, the Messenger. If you don't get the Messenger, please sign up and subscribe for the Messenger. It doesn't cost you anything whatsoever. You can go to soj51.org and look into the system there. It'll tell you how to it'll say Messenger in there, and I'm drawing a blank at the very moment. But I think it's on the front page of the website. You can subscribe for it down there. It's got a lot of really good stuff in there. It actually, right now, the most recent edition, which came out yesterday, has the preamble to the Constitution of the State of Jefferson in it. So you can read that, see what's there. Then there's an article about the Citizens for Fair Representation court case update, which is State of Jefferson. But just keep in mind, everybody, it's Citizens for Fair Representation for the entire state of California. So that's the tactic we are taking on that part of it. And then it talks about the Second Amendment lawsuit as well. And then there's an article in there where you can meet the county. So if you have a county you want to introduce to everybody, contact the folks that are facilitating the Messenger, and they will help you put that together. And the current one that's in this most recent Messenger is Tuolumne County, and that was done by Dave Tichenel, Brother Stonewall, down south. And then there are other things on that Messenger that has calendar items on there that are up and coming and things that happen on a regular basis. You can see what's going on in specific counties, what dates and times they meet, things of that nature. So it's a good piece of information to have, and it's a good reminder of what's going on and where things are happening. And so, and it also talks about ways of donating. If you want to donate to State of Jefferson, which would be wonderful to help us keep moving forward with the lawsuit, which we are still actively doing. Don't let anybody fool you into thinking that we are not, because we very much so are moving forward with it. You can donate by sending cash, check, or money order to SOJ Formation, or just SOJ, P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro, P-A-L-O-C-E-D-R-O, California 96073, again 96073, and you can pay that way if you want to do it that way, or if you want to do PayPal or GoFundMe. We have a PayPal account with State of Jefferson, and we have a GoFundMe account with State of Jefferson. So there are options, and you can get it taken care of that way. So we appreciate everybody's support.
Yeah, that's great stuff. I want to read something written by Mark Baird, the preamble was mentioned for the Constitution of the State of Jefferson, written by Mark Beard, and I'm going to read it very quickly. Stopping and thinking about the people that are associated with this, like Mark and Chris Ann, I mean, this is just really exciting times. There are times in the history of men when political discourse leads to a separation of two people. We, the people of the State of Jefferson, do not desire separation out of enmity. For in the case of enmity, we hold no or none toward any man, woman, race, or creed. We must separate in the name of representation, the last barrier standing between the people and tyranny. Tyranny, however well-intentioned, is nonetheless repugnant. Our safety, our security concern us not where liberty is at risk. Liberty gives urgent voice to our demand for representation. Representation must reflect our needs, our history, our culture, and our moral imperative. Our inalienable rights to life, liberty, and property are foremost. These are the liberties the people of Jefferson hold most dear. The preservation of our natural inalienable rights compel us to establish the State of Jefferson. We, the people, direct our representatives now and forever that the intent and meaning of this Constitution shall always be adjudicated to the protection of life, liberty, and property of and for the people of the State of Jefferson. With this state constitution, it is our humble prayer to Almighty God to secure liberty for our posterity. Written by Mark Baird.
Amen, brother.
So, we're really moving ahead in this thing. And by the way, I think we have up until what, about May 1st with our appeal?
May 1st or May 7th, one of the two.
So,
yeah.
One of those
yeah.
two. Yeah. And the reason for that, we don't have to give anybody any ammunition, do we?
Ammunition for?
What we're doing.
No, we don't.
Appeal. No, we do not.
No. So we have until then to make sure everything is lined out, ready to go.
But we will not remain nameless, will we?
We won't.
We will not. And with that, we're going to go off to our last break and have Ashley take us off to that. And then we'll come back and bring it all home. His time has come.
For 51.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the State of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Together, come on, come on, let's work together. All right, speaking of working together, support some more of these signed sponsors that we have in the Reading area. American Lock and Key out on Twin View Boulevard, Klein Equipment in Round Mountain, North State Consultants Incorporated on Old Oregon Trail, Lassen Landscape, Churn Creek Road, and Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 in Bella Vista. Also have a little tidbit here. Frankie, our resident host of the radio station, asked me to share this information with you guys. It's regarding the Veteran Job Fair, and that is the first annual Veteran Job Fair going to be held here in Reading. It's on March 28th, and it's going to be at the Veteran Hall, and that's 1605 Yuba Street here in Reading, down next to the railroad tracks. Time, 0900 to 1300. Come meet employers and service organizations, bring a resume, and dress for success. So we want to encourage all the veterans that are seeking employment to come check it out. And, again, it's 0900 to 1300 on March 28th at the Vets Hall. So make it happen, folks.
Yeah, you know, the cool thing about this is, you know, I've got to say that this county and community, we back our veterans.
Oh, yes.
They basically, to me, are the most important group of people for our liberty.
Your microphone, Terry.
Oh, my microphone?
You're talking to the side of it.
Am I talking to the side? Is that better, Ashley?
That's better. She's going to come in here and
was
crack that whip.
Was I talking to the side?
You were.
Oh, she's fixing me here.
Uh-oh.
I'm really, I mean, most of the time, I'm the one who everybody's saying, turn down your mic. Gosh. Was I off to this? Is that better, Ashley?
It's better.
Yes. When you turn and face wind, then you'd get like this, and we can barely hear you.
Yeah. Really?
We can barely hear your
soft. Oh, my wife would love that.
Your soft, your soft, supple voice.
Yes, that's me. Anyway, I'm Mr. Mello.
Yes.
This is Mr. Mello. I'm talking to you here from
yes.
Downtown Reading, where everything happens at 95.6 FM.
Yep. Oh, that's right. Hey, we're on
96.5 FM.
Yeah, I forgot. We are at 96.5 FM.
Isn't that what Mr. Mello just said?
Yeah, Mr. Mello just said it, but nobody can understand what he was
saying. We'll have the Mr. Mello segment. Hi, my name is Mr. Mello, and I really don't give a crap about anything.
But you do. You're not Mr. Mello. Oh, everybody that knows you knows that you're not Mr. Mello. We love you dearly anyway. Let's see. Okay, so
he wouldn't be involved if he were that mellow.
That's true. He'd be left behind.
So. Yeah, I got to give a shout out to Clyde over at, you know, Clyde's TV. What a great guy he is. I got to give a shout out to him. We had a problem with our TV set. Anyway, Clyde went ahead and sent a guy over, fixed it, and I mean, you know, hey, the guy's a great patriot. You know, that's the thing. We've got a lot of great patriots. You know, Terry Graff up there, who's the general manager up there at the Ace Hardware's, the you know, Eureka Way, Shasta Lake City, and Anderson. I mean, just great patriots that show up for meetings, that come out there with the business community. And we have a thing that we've started called the Jefferson's Chamber of Commerce. Yep. We're hoping tomorrow night, as part of our program, we're hoping to have Eric come up here.
Eric Eisenheimer.
Coming there you up go. Here. And we're hoping that Eric will come up and talk about that a little bit. We've got a call into him.
Yeah, he's great. He's the guy that developed and helps us to work on, and he helps us with our website. He his company developed that, and he and Garrett work hand in hand on keeping things going and fine tuned on the website. So, shout out to Eric.
Yeah, and
Garrett.
Yeah, and Garrett. you know, and Jack Frost is a gentleman who does great things for the business community, and Jack's out of Sacramento, poor guy. But his wife's a supervisor in Sacramento, or it might be city council. I don't know which. Sally will probably correct me.
Yeah. Oh, I'm
I hope
Sally
corrects me. But it's one of the two, anyway. Yeah. But he's a great guy, a conservative businessman who also is a lot of fun to be around. But, you know, the thing is we have a lot of great people that are engaged everywhere. And I think that someone like Eric and this idea of the Chamber of Commerce for Jefferson really looks like a super idea.
Yep.
And we're excited about it. But
and there's a way you can get linked in with that on Facebook.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So just go to the Jefferson Facebook and find out how to do that.
And we'll have more of that. We'll talk about more of that tomorrow night. Hopefully, as we said, Eric will come in and be able to come up here and chit-chat with us about it. But I think that tomorrow night's a very important meeting. I think that we need to, if you care at all about Jefferson or want to know anything, tomorrow night's the night to do it. We have, again, some exciting news, but we also have some good information for you. And I know that a lot of times there's confusion over certain issues with Jefferson. We want to, you know, we do a lot of things over at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Yep.
That really, you know, we do it for the community. I mean, we, you know, when we had Stephanie Bridget in, boy, you know, talking about the new laws on, you know, folks.
Shasta County DA.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Shasta County DA. Yes. Yeah. Thanks, Wynn. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you have people coming in that care about their community. I mean, and that, you know, Dale Ball, we've had him in. I mean, what a great guy he is. I mean, here's a guy that goes out and he, you know, he cleans up messes. He's always out there. I mean, just faithful as faithful can be faithful when you talk about, you know, trying to make our city a better place to live, you know. But it's sort of like I know that one of the things Jake Mangus, who was on Carl's program, I think it was Friday, Jake Mangus said, is that, you know, we need to create a better business environment. So I know, let's put $5 million into soccer fields. You know, I mean, or let's raise the permit fees, because that's another way that our city manager is thinking about raising some extra money, because we really can't take it from the city employees, although they do a really good job. But, you know, you can't take it from the city employees because, gosh, you know, their actual spending power has been diminished. Well, let me think. I wonder if mine has. Is yours? You know, and, you know, I mean, really and truly, for a guy to stand up there and makes $220,000 a year with a straight face trying to say that. But here's the other thing, too. I think we swallow a lot of things naively when we hear them instead of checking out the facts. That's why, you know, as we move ahead here with our community and our city, we have to be looking at the facts. The real deal is that City of Reading is the microcosm of California and the microcosm maybe of the United States, a thing called unfunded liability. Well, when you have the possibility, a very good possibility within the next 7 years that the City of Reading will be at least $500 million in debt in unfunded liability. That's right, $500 million, half a billion with a B. If that's the case, then every man, woman, and child in Reading are now almost $5,700 in debt just for that. We have, what, four police chiefs that are retired, making well into six figures in their retirement, and some of them double that. We also have, you know, when we talk about retirement, we have medical, we have dental, et cetera, all the other perks that go along with it. Not to say they don't deserve their retirement, but the point is that if you can retire from a job at 54 years old and be knocking down maybe $15,000, $18,000 a month, you know, you might live another 30 years. Mm-hmm. And if you do, who's footing that bill? I mean, the real deal is that will more police get us more jail space?
No.
Okay. One other thing, too. Our sheriff has MOUs with everybody you can think of. I mean, he's got MOUs with the Forest Department. He's got it with the Fish and Game. There is a lot of law enforcement that drives around Reading, whether it be a marshal, CHP, state police. We even have little white cars or little white vans that are the government's the governor's what does that thing say? Governor's patrol or something? I don't even know who that is. So we have so much stuff going around here. I mean, you know, I guess they're all collaborating and working together. But the real deal is that we keep dancing around the elephants in the room. And I think that's the biggest problem we have in this town. It's sort of like the two farmers that they or looking at each other, they can't increase their business. So they say, well, you know, I don't know what we're doing here. We buy the bale of hay for $100 a bale and we sell it for $100 a bale. Why aren't we making any money? And the other farmer looks at him and says, hey, you know what? I know what we can do. Let's get a bigger truck. That's what we're looking at here.
Yeah. Well, so why don't we do a little tent city here? You know, we could do that, and then that way we can keep the incarcerated locked up and take the pressure off the police officers who are not having to deal with these same offenders day in and day out, because if they're off the street, our police officers are able to do what they need to do and, you know, keep the community safer because there are fewer of the criminals out on the street. I mean, it doesn't take rocket science to figure it all out.
And again, this is a microcosm of what's going on everywhere. Not just, not just the city of Reading or Shasta County. I mean, every county. So, once we start understanding that we have to stand up, we can't continue to just be naive about this stuff or expect somebody else to do it for us.
That's right.
That's been one of the problems.
Yep. Especially with all the money being spent. And like you just said, you know, every man, woman, and child in Reading area is going to be responsible for $5,700. How does that work? Do they want a check or do they want cash? How does that work?
Well, we've got this money, all this money coming in. Let's put in, you know, soccer fields. Come on. You see, I think the thought process of that is it will bring.
Well, it goes back to the soccer fields being built properly in the first place. Because if you will notice, when the soccer fields came in and all the schools, the high schools, decided to go to the artificial turf, several of them had to have their fields redone because the artificial turf was a hot mess. No pun intended. It just didn't work right. For whatever reason. So the company or companies had to come back through at expense to the schools to redo their fields. So that's what the soccer park is facing now. I mean, I know with my kids having gone through that whole system there, every time they come home, they're not allowed to bring their clothes into the house. They have to disrobe in the garage because all the ground up tire bits that they collect in their socks and in their shoes and the rest of their clothing from being all over the field. That stuff just goes everywhere and, you know, goes into your washer and everything else. It's just a hot mess. So yeah, when you figure, you know, however many years that's been open, plus which how many thousands of kids have gone through there taking all that stuff home with them, you know, and then they go out there and they shake it down or do whatever it is they do to get that artificial turf to go back down under the grass.
And you're absolutely right. I mean, and those are great points. You know, when you look at the different issues that a lot of the cities and counties have in Jefferson, it's a lot of them are the same issues. Heck, they're the same issues a lot all over California. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. We need to have representation. We need to have a position to where we can start locally. And, you know, I'm excited for that program on the 24th with Dale and Jimmy and Nick, because those guys really get in and do their homework. And a lot of people say, well, you know, you're talking about all of the state of Jefferson and you know, what's this got to do with Jefferson? Because locally, folks, that's how we win this. We win it locally and, you know, at your county level. I mean, you know, Calaveras County has had, you know, horrendous problems with marijuana and a lot of other things. And, you know, those guys are fighting that battle. And, you know, we have great people out there that are doing that. And if I'm not mistaken, I just saw the phone ring and it's like 2 minutes left, right? Because somebody woke up, and they're going, oh, man, it's 9:59 in the morning, you know?
They just sprung forward.
it's Sally, though. Okay, Sal.
Sally's awake.
Come on, honey, go.
Good morning. I just wanted to call in and invite all the listeners to come on down to the Reading Civic Auditorium today for the home show. Right. We have a Jefferson booth there. Come on by and say hi and get some information about Jefferson there. And looks like there's going to be a good crowd here today. The parking lot is practically full.
Are you there? Are you there right now?
I am here. It goes from 10 till 4 today.
Okay.
Perfect.
Good crowd out there already, huh?
Yeah, already. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's great, honey. All right. Well,
spend lots of money, Sally. Terry wants you to spend lots of money. Find all kinds of treasures and spend lots of money.
No money zone. No credit card zone. No cash zone.
So anyway, have a good show, you guys. I'll be listening when I can.
All right.
Bye, Sally. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, my good friend, it looks like come time, turn out the lights.
The party's over.
So, except it ain't over for Jefferson because time has come. For 51.
Time's come for 51.
Yeah.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.